Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, March 3rd, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, top lawmakers want to create a legislative budget office. Al Franken won't attend the Netanyahu speech. And who should say whether an autopsy is necessary? The top Democrat in the Minnesota Senate says he wants to hold back a big chunk of the budget surplus as protection against a pending tax lawsuit against the state. DFL Senate Majority Leader Tom Bach of Cook told reporters that he has concerns about the lawsuit, which was filed by the Texas-based Kimberly-Clark Corporation over state tax collections. He said it could end up costing Minnesota as much as $700 million. Lawmakers learned last week that they now have a nearly $1.9 billion budget cushion, but Bach says he'll push for not spending it all.
I think we would be wise to stash some of this surplus away in the event we're not successful in court, and I understand that's going to happen likely sometime later this year.
The state tax court is expected to take up the case later this month. Bach also said he's not interested in the proposal from House Republicans to give a majority of the surplus back to Minnesotans in tax cuts. The leaders of the Minnesota House and Senate want to create a new nonpartisan state government office to analyze financial matters. Tim Pugmire reports.
The proposed legislative budget office would work with state departments to estimate the cost of lawmakers' bills. It would replace the role currently performed by Minnesota Management and Budget. Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd and DFL Senate Majority Leader Tom Bach are sponsoring the measure. Dowd said the legislature should take care of its own fiscal work and not depend on the executive branch.
We shouldn't have to rely on them for numbers on our bills, and you know, I'm not even suggesting there has been adjustment of those numbers on bills they don't like, but it's, you know, the potential exists.
DFL House Minority Leader Paul Thiessen said he thinks the current system works well, and he's concerned that lawmakers would end up arguing over competing sets of numbers. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
Two Republican-owned national political consulting firms are demanding the Minnesota Republican Party settle hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid bills from the 2014 campaign. It's a sign that the party's long-running financial struggles may not be totally resolved. The Star Tribune reports that in emails to state Republican Party Chairman Keith Downey, top executives at two GOP firms blasted the Minnesota Republican Party. They said the party has failed to pay its bills for direct mail and other political communications on behalf of federal and state Republican candidates running for office in Minnesota last year. DFL Senator Al Franken won't attend a speech to Congress by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. Brett Neely has more.
Franken joins Minnesota Democrats Keith Ellison and Betty McCollum in skipping the controversial speech. Netanyahu is expected to call on Congress to oppose the Obama administration's nuclear talks with Iran. Israeli elections are in 2 weeks, and Netanyahu was invited to speak before Congress by Republican leaders without informing the Obama administration. In a statement, Franken says the speech has become a partisan spectacle and that he's uncomfortable being part of an event he doesn't believe should be happening. Minnesota's other Democratic senator, Amy Klobuchar, does plan to attend the speech, as do the three other Democratic House members and all three Republican congressmen. Brett Neely, Minnesota Public Radio News, Washington.
Push has begun to make it easier to object to autopsies on religious grounds. The effort comes after car accidents last month that killed members of the Mille Lacs and Fond du Lac Ojibwe bands. In both cases, families needed an emergency court order to prevent autopsies that they argued would violate their cultural and religious beliefs. Dan Crocker has more.
On the night of February 6th, Mashkub Abed veered off a northern Minnesota highway and struck a utility pole. When the 65-year-old Ojibwe spiritual leader died the next day, Mille Lacs Band Chief Executive Melanie Benjamin says his family wanted to take his body home.
Based on the religious beliefs of the family, they did not want an autopsy.
Abed's family practices a traditional Ojibwe religion known as Medeowin. Few Ojibwe still practice it, and a lot of people have never heard of it. Benjamin says when a follower dies, there's a strict ritual over a four-day period.
There's some ceremonial washing and dressing. And because of his religion, they didn't want the body to be cut in any way.
To do so is considered desecration. But Carlton County Medical Examiner Dr. Thomas Ancini scheduled an autopsy anyway. Ancini declined an interview request, But as St. Louis County Attorney Mark Rubin explains, Minnesota law gives medical examiners sole discretion to decide whether to conduct an autopsy when a death is not naturally caused.
There's a public interest to determine the cause and the manner of death. I've tried many homicide cases, and that's what you have to prove to a jury. What was the cause of death? What was the manner of death? If you don't have a forensic pathologist to do that, to explain that for you, you can't prove the case.
Autopsies can also be important in civil lawsuits, and there are public health benefits to conducting them. For example, tracking contagious diseases, and they contribute to mortality statistics used in medical research. But Mashkoub Abid's family argues there was no public interest in doing an autopsy. It was a single car accident, and he had a history of heart disease. Eventually, the family got an emergency order from a Carlton County judge to have the body returned without an autopsy. Tad Johnson, a University of Minnesota Duluth professor and attorney for the Mille Lacs Band, says they were fortunate.
We had a judge that lived near an Indian reservation and understood these beliefs.
Johnson says the tribe is drafting legislation to try to give families a legal process to object to an autopsy.
We're hoping that if the law has changed, that they would be provided with the opportunity to lodge a formal objection and, you know, possibly get a hearing in front of a judge within a brief period of time on that matter.
Six other states currently allow for religious objections to autopsies, including New York and California. The band says its proposal will not interfere with necessary autopsies, such as the death of a child or someone killed by a contagious disease. But what the band sees as common sense strikes others as problematic.
If we were to say, look, you can't autopsy an individual with a particular religious belief, we are setting ourselves up on a very, very slippery slope.
That's Michael Sharkey, a Minneapolis attorney who specializes in mortuary law. He's also a licensed funeral director. Sharkey says other religious traditions, including Judaism and Islam, also historically have objected to autopsies. But he says people of those faiths have largely come to accept a larger public benefit to conducting them.
Nobody wants to have their loved one autopsied, but we accept as a society that this is just a kind of a necessary evil, that there's going to be a cutting on the deceased, but that cutting is excusable because we can learn something from it, or we can possibly address a potential crime.
Tribal leaders, county attorneys, and others involved in the dispute over Mashkoub Abid's body all agree that better communication and more compassion were needed. The Mille Lacs Band argues a change in law is nevertheless needed for those times when their members' religion is not respected. They hope to have their bill introduced in the legislature in the next couple weeks. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.
And that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.